We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some of you know that I got into Madden a few weeks ago for this Madden tournament we did here at The Fan, and I got absolutely obliterated by a couple of pros. A couple pro Madden players, guys that make money playing Madden football for the Pittsburgh Knights, the esports team in town. But by the third game, I was using Jameis Winston as my quarterback, and I got a decent handle on it. I lost, but I probably covered the fictional spread that was on the game. There's a new Madden coming out, and Steelers players are flipping out left and right about it because they're upset about their ratings. And we'll tell you which Steelers are ticked and what they're pissed about coming up in 10 minutes. Right now, blowing hot air, brought to you by our friends at Air Pro Heating and Cooling in Ream. Visit aphvac.com. They're great people over there. Craig Riley could really, you want to talk about heating and cooling. This guy could fill up a room. He could heat a small town with the amount of hot air he's got inside of him today.
I think there are some barely repressed rage right now in our young friend Craig.
Today's an ugly one.
Yes, it is.
And you really, despite the fact that we give you a hard time, I would say your tolerance for BS and for like crappy things happening is honestly much higher than mine or Andrew's. Andrew is on the record as saying that when the show goes off the rails early for like a technical problem, he has a hard time handling it. And I bitch and moan about literally everything under the sun, even if I don't always do it on the air.
Yeah, you know it's something big when Craig walks into work
Oh, yes. That's like when a calm parent actually gets mad. You're like, ah, crap, this must be something legitimately bad.
So we wanted to give Craig some shine today. And so right now, we have Q&A with Craig, folks. Q&A with Craig, where he asks the questions and we do our best to provide answers. Pressing questions that are on the mind of Craig Riley.
Oh, I can imagine Craig unironically loving this song.
Who doesn't love this song?
Yeah, you're right. It's pretty good.
Go ahead, Craig.
All right, first question. If the Penguins lose Game 1 to Montreal, who starts in goal for Game 2?
Can I give a split answer here? No, I got to. If they lose and Matt Murray gets lit up, like gives up a lot of goals, I think Jari starts. But if they lose 1-0 or 2-1, I don't think it's the goalie's fault, and I think Murray starts. So I think I have to answer based on how the actual game plays out. I don't think it's binary.
What a wussy face. Sitting,
all right, give a big tough guy
fence.
Answer then.
I think Jari starts game two.
Thank you. Jari, that was a good tough guy answer.
Jari was an all-star this year. When they were playing their best hockey this year, Jari was in net, but he doesn't have the Stanley Cups. I think if they lose even a low-scoring game, I think Mike Sullivan could go to the, we need to give our team a spark. We don't have a lot of time. Let's try the other guy route. So, yeah, I think the leash is literally one loss. Or the leash is, if we get down in a series, the other guy's going in. There you go. Next.
All right, next one. Which bye team?
I just dumped that for good fun. I don't know if I was supposed to, but I just threw.
Probably a good move. Craig, can you name for me what university plays this song at their games? Famous university?
I can't.
Wow, okay.
Don't the Penguins play this after goals?
They do. It's their new one. But I was thinking, of course, of Wisconsin playing it before the fourth quarter of games at Camp Randall.
And they, God, how ironic is that? Never mind. All right.
Which you are in some kind of mood today, my friend. Get down.
Which bye team is the best matchup for the Penguins in round two?
I think it's the Flyers. I just think they're the worst of those four teams. I guess I wouldn't want to see the Bruins health, presumably very healthy, nor would I want to see the Lightning. The Capitals you still feel good about, but I think it's obvious that the Flyers are the worst of those four teams.
I don't think it is as obvious. I thought they were actually playing the best of all those teams going into this break. Now, I have a hard time thinking anything.
After 4 months?
Right. I think anything from then is hard to transfer over to this. But I am going to say Washington. I think the Capitals had their day. I think they had their run. They beat the Penguins in the playoffs along the way. They won their cup. Ovechkin celebrated like a crazy person. I think they've got serious goalie questions. I'm not convinced that Holtby should be their starter, and they don't have a Jari behind him. So I would actually say, even though it would bring out Tom Wilson and Ovechkin and a lot of the familiar faces, the Penguins have great history against the Capitals in the playoffs. For the most part, they're the big brother in that rivalry. I say bring on Washington. Yeah. Okay.
Greg. Was that it?
That's it for now.
Wow. So that was just two questions, not even a couple.
I hate you.
You beat me to the punch.
Why would you do that to him today? Why?
Chris, you want to
pile on.
You want to know how wrong you are about that? My own wife agreed with me that you were wrong.
When has she been right? You tell us all the time how wrong she is.
Yeah, she did marry me.
I'll tell you what. Clip that and make sure that she hears Chris say, since when is Rachel right? Make sure that that gets back to her and she knows where Chris comes down on her
great
opinions.
Point. I'll be sending her that clip. She can use the rewind function. Go back and find out how big of a jerk Chris was today.
Another brought to you by Slim Chevy and McMurray.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.